A forest study released today identified an economic development opportunity in rural New England. The federally funded study concluded that a market exists to support production in southern New England of cross-laminated timber, an engineered wood product that the study said is an environmentally friendlier and cost-effective alternative to steel and concrete in the construction of buildings. The New England Forestry Foundation study, conducted with a $150,000 grant from the U.S. Forest Service, said if use of the building technology grew by just 1% in Massachusetts, it would support one or two new engineered wood products mills and one or two existing sawmills in southern New England. Governor Charlie Baker's top economic official, Jay Ash, said the administration is committed to implementing the results of the study.
So the opportunity to create a new marketplace for an emerging building material is a very exciting one for Governor Baker and myself.
The study did not draw any conclusion about how many jobs might be created to support production of cross-laminated timber.
We have a lot of work to do in order to explore what items the study raised but didn't complete. And one of those will be to talk about real economic impacts for a particular community or region, and economic impacts for the entire industry. What I'm impressed about is that they've been able to indicate to us through this study that there is a market for the material. And so an important part of this process is determining at the end of the day, will somebody buy it?
Ash said he would search for potential developers of an engineered wood products mill and offer incentives, if necessary, to build it in western Massachusetts.
We will work with the New England Forestry Foundation. We'll work with our friends and colleagues at the UMass system. We'll work with the private sector to see if we can site a facility that will begin the production of cross-laminated timber.
He said the state is still pursuing development of a factory to produce wood stove pellets, which was identified in an earlier study as an economic development opportunity for the state's struggling rural areas. Cross-laminated timber is made from dried layers of lumber stacked in alternating direction at 90-degree angles, glued and pressed to form a solid block. It has been used to construct buildings in Canada, Europe, Australia, and the Pacific Northwest.
I am convinced that it can be used here in Massachusetts and will be more important as a building material going forward in the United States.
Robert Pershall, executive director of the New England Forestry Foundation, said it is another chance for Massachusetts to be a leader in rolling out new technology.
We don't want to wait decades for this. We can get all these wonderful benefits and impacts if we can move now as a partnership.
The study said Massachusetts has an abundant supply of hemlock, which currently has a low commercial value and is suitable to produce cross-laminated timber. A separate study from Harvard Forest found that only 2% of the wood used in Massachusetts currently is produced in the state. The results of the study were announced at the new design building at UMass Amherst. It was built using cross-laminated timber produced in Canada. At 87,000 square feet, it is the largest modern wood building east of the Rocky Mountains. Reporting from Amherst, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.